Sinatra. With my jeans hung up and my hair real high up, you know I'm going out tonight. But I'm scared of going outside my house that I wear. Someone will say,
I know.
Someone will tell me, send me to an island. For you rockers on the tabletop, son, you know they're gonna get us tonight. When they say vegans and they're making you sweat, you know they're gonna get us tonight. They kick you out and they won't let you sing. It's all going down tonight. They let you know that you're not their thing. They let you down tonight. Yeah, I'm scared.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Out the holly, put up the tree before my spirit falls again. Fill up the stocking, I may be rushing things, but deck the halls again now. For we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinet. Yes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute. It hasn't snowed a single flurry, but Santa dear, we're in a hurry. So climb down the chimney, put up the brightest string of lights I've ever seen. Slice up the fruitcake, it's time we hung some tinsel on that evergreen bough. For I've grown a little leaner, grown a little colder, grown a little sadder, grown a little older, and I need a little angel sitting on my shoulder. Need a little Christmas now. Haul out the holly, haven't I taught you well to live each living day?
Fill up the stocking,
but every day
it's 1 week past Thanksgiving Day now.
But we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinet. Yes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute.
It hasn't snowed a single flurry, but Santa dear, we're in a hurry.
So climb down the chimney. It's been a long time since I've got good neighbory.
Slice up the fruitcake. It's time we hung some tinsel on that bayberry bough.
For we need a little music, need a little laughter, need a little singing, ringing through the rocker. And we need a little stopping, happy ever after, need a little Christmas now.
It was a special night, honey.
It sure was. Boy, that's a big tree.
Thank goodness you bought that ladder.
No kidding. Thanks for steadying me a few times there.
Well, I want this to be a safe holiday season.
Oh, is that why you kept moving my ornaments?
No, you had them out of the kids' reach. You just put them in the crummiest places.
Oh, yeah. Well, as long as Jenny can't eat the pretty ones or John can't play ball with the glass balls.
Remember last year when Jenny was chewing on that wooden candy cane ornament?
Yeah.
We had to take anything that even looked like food off the tree. It was nice of the Wilsons to bring us a gift.
How about the way Ted showed me to open that bottle? Why are you smiling?
I remember when popping corks and spraying bubbly was part of every uncorking.
Well, I'm learning. Just like I've learned to keep extension cords out of the kids' way.
Right. That's another thing Jenny can't chew on this year.
Or pull, or trip over. Now everything's safely arranged for tomorrow morning.
I can hardly wait to see their faces.
Yeah.
Jingling, just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go, let's look at the show. We're living in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand, just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a world fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy, oh. We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
birthday party at the home of Farmer Gray. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop at the fireplace while we watch the chestnuts pop. There's a happy feeling nothing in the world can buy when they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie. It'll nearly be like a picture book by Career and I. It's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
All right, let's give this a whirl. Merry Christmas, everybody. How you doing? Real Christmas show. Instead of Real Horror Show, we're doing the Real Christmas Show. Jim and Gayla here in the studio. Past judges, hello to Jim McDermott and Gail Clifford. How are you guys doing? Welcome to the show. How's things? Any of you. You may begin.
Hi, Chris. I can't tell if you can hear
What's
me.
That? I can hear you fine.
Can I be heard?
Sure.
Of course, you can be heard.
I need to be
heard. You can be heard.
I'm here.
From here to the North Pole and back again.
Hello, I'm here.
We live to hear you. Mm-hmm.
And Derek is here, of course. My co-host of the horror show. It is now the Christmas show. It's officially retitled the Christmas show as of today, the Real Christmas Show. And we also have Molly and Pincus out there in Google Meet Land or Zoom Land?
Google Meet Land.
Google Meet Land.
Molly, can you hear us?
Can we hear Molly?
Yes. I cannot hear Molly.
All right, say something, Molly. We'll see if I can put you on the mic here. There we go. There
Molly.
We go. Nice. And go ahead, Pincus.
Mike Pincus.
Hello.
Nice.
I can smell the studio from here.
All yeah. right. And I Excellent. See Bobby, too. There's Bobby.
Yep. Young Bobby's the reason that Molly is on Zoom, because we decided it was not in anyone's best interest to have a two-year-old tearing around the station while we try and do the Christmas show.
Oh, he would have loved these lights, though. This is new, actually, for WMFO.
Yeah.
They put up some... Christmas lights.
Yeah,
I don't want to say holiday lights. Those are Christmas lights.
We'll share that with our folks with our friends on Zoom.
Although the holiday, I guess, the blue and the white's in there too.
Yeah.
Which I guess is traditionally for Hanukkah, right? Blue and white?
It's sort of a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the holidays themselves. I don't see any yellow.
I don't see any yellow either. What else is missing from my holiday lights?
Or white. Or white.
Oh, there is no white up
disturbed
there.
By
no surprises there for 2022.
Disturbed by
the
lack
lights.
Of yellow.
Yeah. We need some black lights up there. That's what I think.
Make an adjustment here.
Are you guys safe and everything? I heard about the bomb threat at Tufts.
What? Are you kidding me? See you later, everybody. That was our Christmas show.
It's not your building, but like where the campus center is and two other buildings that are in the middle part of campus. There was a bomb threat.
Oh, awesome.
Maybe I should look something up here on the Tufts site, huh?
Yeah.
That
so
would
people go to either the art center or the Cummings Center is right down the street from you guys.
We have at least 50 people listening. They're probably looking for direction from WMFO, and we're just like, hi, everybody. Do you like sleighs and lights?
Yeah. Please don't blow up this building.
Yeah,
that would explain all the police cruisers that we saw.
You know what, though? I wouldn't have to do any extra last-minute shopping.
I saw
a
ton
have
a
good
of police
excuse.
Coming in here.
I was like, oh, Chris is in the hospital. He had a bomb. Now, I think we're fine.
Yikes. Jim, Jim,
we're going to find out.
You hear everybody? Everything sounds good over there?
It sounds terrific. The laptop people are a little light. I think we need more volume.
Laptop people. That's like a good horror, Christmas horror movie.
I almost didn't hear
Revenge
Molly
of the
tell
laptop
us about the bomb.
People.
Hello, yeah. Hello laptop people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Google versus Zoom.
I don't know. I feel like we should be looking on that Tufts site and see what the news is there.
Yeah,
is it Tufts.org? Right? No. It's
wow.
EDU, is
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
All right. I'll look real quick. In the meantime, how's everybody doing? You feeling Christmassy or holiday-y yet? Update on the bomb threat.
Oh.
Yep. On the Medford Somerville campus, all buildings have been checked. No threats have been identified. Right. Resume normal activity. We're all set.
Good.
Good.
Fantastic.
All right.
Whew.
The incident remains under investigation. That's right, Bobby.
That was a rough 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I was ready to leap out the window if necessary.
There is a video out. I'm sure most of you have seen that. But it is a guy who comes in and he robs a bar. And he comes out and he has a gun and he points it at the bartender and at everybody in the bar. And there's one lone man who continues to have his drink and smoke his cigarette. And one of my friends sent that to me and he says, I think this would be you during that situation.
Yeah. You know, it's...
you would just continue on.
I paid for my drink. I'm sticking it out to the end. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we do have a couple of things that we're doing that are a little different this year. We've condensed it from 4 hours to two. So we have 2 hours, and we've done, instead of 10 songs each, we do 7 songs each, and they're all under 3 minutes long, or around 3 minutes
long. We're going to try to get to 7 songs. We'll see how many we actually
do. Now we're going
to
do 7. We've got to stop yakking and just be short, two-word answers, yes and no.
Before,
I liked it.
Before that, we have the annual ritual of the bribing of the judges.
Well, this is weird.
Pass that along.
Derek bribes the judges.
Pass that along to Jim.
I brought myself this year. Nothing more than
works.
A handshake and a green shirt.
There's one for you.
Nice.
Pincus, yours will be couriered to you.
Beautiful.
We'll courier your gift to you. Right, so that you're bribed.
Come to the tavern. I'll be there on Wednesdays.
Okay, and Molly, you will find yours underneath the tree in the dining room. If you look in the back,
I'll put a little background in there for this.
Go and collect your bribe.
How's that?
And then, of course, in the hope that in the hope that he'll stop cheating, I have an extra large bribe.
I never cheat. I'm just much, much better.
Chris notoriously cheats in this competition.
No, I don't cheat anymore. I'm a man of integrity.
Oh, wow.
I think outside the box.
Hopefully you don't have that yet.
No, I don't. This is awesome. Thank you so much.
That is the
and it's a real horror show, Lego Haunted Mansion.
It is.
Very nice.
It is. That will go with your miniature Lego. I think you have that, the castle. Yes?
I do.
Oh, I got Santa on skis.
Very nice.
And now... the annual rustling of the Lego packages.
Yes.
Everyone opens them up.
Very
and
cool.
Starts
and there's a little chocolate in there and a little
whoa.
A little Santa on skis. Bar. Very nice. Holiday on skis.
So we've been doing this, Chris.
Thank you, Derek. Very kind.
You and I for how many years now?
More than 10, but this is the official 10-year here at WOW time travel version of the Christmas show.
We did not do it last year because of the pandemic.
No, we tried to do something online and we did it online, and it was fun.
We did it online in 2020.
But there was some... Oh, was it last... it was 2020 we did it online.
Yeah.
2020, last year I did remote shows. Yeah. I just sent in remote shows and did that every week, yeah.
So 2020 we did it online. Last year we didn't do it. So this year we're bringing it back.
Yeah.
And I will say, just to kind of set the table for all of this, in all the years that I've been doing this, and it now goes back to 2005, I think, was the first time that I did one of these... It's getting really, really hard to find anything.
To pick things, because we've either picked the song that you would pick from an album like Phil Spector.
Yeah.
Or we don't know if we've picked it or not, so we don't pick it.
Right. I mean, between the two of us, we've been through everything that, you know, and it's getting hard to find, like, lost classics. We've been through all of those.
Yeah.
And this year's Christmas music is exceptionally disappointing.
Yeah.
It's exceptionally what?
Disappointing.
Oh.
This has been
for this year for Christmas.
Yeah, this has been a bad year for Christmas music.
No, there's been a few good songs on here, and I think we do have one round with modern music.
Yes.
At least I picked at least one or two that have modern songs from actually this year or last year.
So it's you know, quality wise, we may not be at the same standard that we were in 2019, 2020. We'll see.
I have to say, I know we're not supposed to eat in the studio. No food or drink in the studio, eh?
We
but
don't have any
Christmas,
food or drink in here.
There's no food or drink, but on Christmas, maybe a Ghirardelli before or after the show, no problem.
Yeah.
Not during the show.
No.
That counts as medicine, and I don't think they could say you can't have it.
That's
right.
It's like a Vicks 44.
That's right. This is prescription peppermint bark.
Remember when it was Vicks 44 and not the Vicks Day or NyQuil? It was Vicks 44 at one point, right?
Vicks Formula 44.
Right.
That's correct.
Does it still exist?
Sounded very scientific.
I think this is one of those Mandela effects. Right. It used to be Vicks 44.
Yeah.
And now it's DayQuil and NyQuil.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, they realized that if they put a little sleep medicine in it, they'd sell more.
Wasn't there a pancake called Aunt Jemima Pancakes, too?
Yeah.
What is that now? It's like Pearl something.
It's, I don't know. I know that Uncle Ben's is now Ben's Original.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't have that anymore.
It's like the Pearl Necklace Baking Company. Something like that.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. It's very Christmassy.
I don't believe that's it.
It's very Christmassy.
You like that?
Oh, Nat King Cole in the background. My favorite of the King Coles, Nat King Cole.
There are places I could go with this joke that I'm not going to. Mm-hmm. So you fill in your own punchlines for that one.
What do you say we start round one? Unless let's just say hi to the judges real quick and see how things are going out there. Let's talk to who's over there on the far
Mike
far
Pincus.
Left. Mike Pincus, how you doing?
How's your year been? How are you doing? How's dear Freddie?
Freddie is right here.
Freddie the dog.
Very needy. She's very needy. She wants to go out, and she's pissed that I'm here with you guys.
Francine.
Sarah's a little late today, and she's not going anywhere.
Poor Freddie.
Pincus and Molly are having a cute sidekick.
Oh yeah.
Smackdown.
I also get to have a beer this year.
Nice.
And in this lovely studio. No offense.
Jeez, can I go home and call in?
Yeah.
I don't know. Have a Mai Tai or two on there.
These options were not laid out for me.
Yeah. No, I mean, if I'd stayed home, I could be drinking nog right
Bobby's
now.
Bobby's having an eggnog. Yeah.
Yeah.
With your
Bobby's
Ghirardelli.
Having Ghirardelli.
Oh, that's nice.
I actually, when we did the 2020 show, which we did on Zoom, if you watch the videos online, look up Derek Gary on YouTube. I believe they're posted to my channel. You will notice that each time it comes back to me, there's a little less in the eggnog bottle, and there's a little less in the eggnog bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I drank an entire bottle of that stuff in like an hour and a half, and I was flying for the rest of the night. I had to go lie down for a little while after the show because too much eggnog.
It's not like just a container even of milk.
The actual eggnog part is too much. Like if you just gave me a whole half a gallon of eggnog and said drink that, I'd be like, I'm good for like the one glass.
No, no, this was the
and that's
was
really the, good. But after that, uh-uh.
This was the booze infused variety.
Jewish man's stomach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have some cream and bourbon. That'll lighten up your holiday season.
I don't know if it's on there, Derek Gary on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it on the Google. But
it's in.
We all know Ask Jeeves works better than the Google search.
No, you got to go to YouTube. You're not going to find it on Google.
Oh, that's true.
Because I don't have the 10 million views needed to rank up there.
There's Derek Girard.
Yeah.
Is that your maiden name?
It might be. It might be.
Yeah. Let's see.
So who won the last one?
Me, of course.
Molly, can you verify that?
You won one, and it's only because Molly did the last vote.
Yeah.
And I said you're going to either do the right thing or stay married and vote for your husband. So she voted for her husband.
Yeah. Because you cheat. That's why.
Because I cheat.
That's why you've won 9 of these things.
No.
10 of these, or
it's
however
because
many of these
I pick,
you've won.
I pick good things.
I pick good things.
I pick very Christmassy things. Yeah. You do pick good things.
You cheat, is what it comes
See,
down
one
to.
Thing I don't do is insult my co-host.
Why is there money?
After all of this
Why
work
is there money on the desk?
Here.
Is money
well,
I
carry a lot of cash around now.
Is cash exchanging hands? are there
I carry
cash
a lot
bribes
of cash
available?
Around now. And I also carry a Steve's House of Pizza Cod in Bedford, Massachusetts,
nice.
Where I was last night.
Nice.
Great pizza over there.
Need some pizza, go to Steve's.
Yeah.
call
Yes, Bobby.
Call him on the weekends and Chris will come over and play some music for you.
What do you say? Round one?
Ask him for a buck.
Yeah. I'll let you go first unless you want me to. Otherwise, we'll just flip for it.
I'm trying to think if there's a strategic option for me. No, it's whoever wins goes first.
I honestly don't care.
Right?
So you decide.
Whoever
How's
won
that?
The last one goes
you
first. So that's you.
Oh, Jim's going to keep score for us.
All right.
Right on my
Excellent.
Hand, but
yeah. There we go. That's
perfect.
So rounds one through seven.
I like
to
jot down my thoughts as I wait. Mm-hmm.
Basically, if Derek gets to three, he doesn't want to do seven.
Yeah.
We already know that.
So
up to seven.
I think just for the sake of making sure that everything works here, we'll just keep everything live and listen live and all the rest of that and have everyone sort of be quiet when they're not. Like, we can turn our mics off, but we should leave them on and live, and then they should be able to hear everything. Right?
I'm going to be muting myself a lot because of this kid.
Yeah, well, you know, Bobby.
That kid right there.
Yeah, I'm muting.
Hello, small wow.
All right. You want me to mute? You want to guys want to mute too? Let's have a muted show.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be our first
all mute
silent Christmas show. It'll be a real silent night Christmas here at WMFO. Just a quick hello to Julie and Joel, who were supposed to be in here as judges, and they couldn't make it. They have other obligations.
So thanks to them for deciding to come in and then not coming in.
All right.
I guess.
That's what happens. So you got to go first.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Right. I'm ready. Here we go. Round one. It is... all right. I decided to pick something that's, I guess, relatively familiar. At least the voice is very familiar. I would say it's, well, I'm just going to play it, and you guys can judge it afterwards. So are we going to do any kind of introduction for these, or should we just do them?
Well, I mean, whoever gets to go, you intro or outro.
Here's my intro to this. This was a pretty good Christmas album, I thought. It's from 2001. You'll probably recognize him. Here it is.
Not like Christmas at all. I remember when you were here and all the fun we had last year. Pretty lights on the tree, I'm watching them shine. You should be here with me. Baby, please come home. The horse, not like Christmas at all. I remember when you were here and all the fun we had last year. Oh, if there was a way, I'd hold back these tears. Oh, but it's a Christmas day.
All right, you had Michael Bublé there with Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home, originally done many times by many other artists, but I thought it was a nice version of it.
That's not a bad version of that at all. All right, so let me throw in my pop, modern pop song, and I recognize that some people may just flat out hate this song. I don't. I think it's underrated, and it is not Mariah Carey. I will say on the record that Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You is probably the best written song of the last 20 years. And you can tell that by the number of covers that have been done and the number of times that you hear it over and over again. As far as pop songs go, it's the last great one that was written. This one I think is underrated and may actually make a case for itself in the years to come. But if you don't like bubblegum pop, it's going to be a rough couple minutes.
Tell me if you're really there. Don't make
Who was that, Derek?
That was Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande with
Santa Tell Me, a holiday classic. And I'm trying to work out the last little bit of
a future holiday classic.
Yes. You know what I need to do? I need to share my screen for them. And they'll be able to. My apologies, guys. I think you both know that Ariana Grande song.
Share screen with Molly and Pincus?
Yes. Mike, you should know that song if you don't.
Were they able to hear it?
No, they were not.
Oh, so. Did they hear the first one?
Yes, they heard the first one.
Okay. So you need another jack for audio?
Nope. I know exactly how to deal with this and how to fix this.
All right. So can we get to the judges? Or are we ready?
All right. There we go. Yes.
So... did Molly and Pincus get to hear the song?
Mike did not. Molly did. I'm not hearing Molly and Mike now.
Hold on. Go ahead.
There we go. Hi, guys.
Why don't we start with... Hi, Bobby. maybe we should start with Bobby.
Bobby?
Bobby, don't pick your nose.
What do you think of Ariana Grande? Or Mike Bublé?
Which one? Number one, he says.
All right, that's a good training for how the judges will judge. So the judges are going to pick either the first or the second song. The first song was Michael Bublé with Christmas Baby Please Come Home. Number two was Ariana Grande with that old Christmas chestnut.
Santa Tell Me.
Santa Tell Me.
I love Michael Bublé, so he's awesome.
All right, so Molly, we're going to start with Molly, Michael Bublé. Let's go to Mike Pincus.
I only heard the first song. I didn't hear any of the second song. So based on that, the first song was awful. I'd like to pick, I'll pick Derek's song because I have to hear it.
All right. So a future classic that everybody cannot enjoy, Ariana Grande. All right. Go ahead, Gail.
I can confirm that that was indeed a rough couple minutes, Derek. For those of us who do not enjoy.
Not a bubblegum pop fan.
Not an Ariana Grande fan either. I'm sorry, what's not to love about a little Bublé?
That's right. That's what I feel, too.
I love a glass of Bublé. Mm-hmm. No, he makes everything snappy, including that tune. So, mm-hmm. Bublé all the way.
Thank you. All right. Here we go, Jim.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Bublé on this one, too. I don't even know if I've ever heard an Ariana Grande song before. I don't care if I ever do again.
Pete Davidson's girlfriend.
Well, who isn't? There's like piles of
that's
them.
True.
That's I might have been at some point. Yeah. I don't even know. Yeah, that I would go Bublé. I don't care.
All right. Since we have four judges there too, why don't we use Bobby as a tiebreaker?
He can be the tiebreaker.
Yeah. All right. We'll use Bobby.
But for this, it's clearly round one goes to Chris Earl.
I think Bublé also has that Christmassy last name too. Like baubles and beads and Bublés.
And Bublés.
Yeah, and he's smooth. I think he's really kind of Sinatra smooth. So
he's got a version of one of those songs that is just awful.
Not Silent, the whole Christmas
Silent
album
Night.
Is good. Yeah, it's like Silent Night doesn't have to be jazzed up and positive. It's solemn.
Yeah.
You know? It doesn't need to be that Vegas
did
snap,
he do like
right?
a Brian Eno one where he was like all little sounds and stuff?
No, this has become the problem with a lot of Christmas music this year is it takes itself way too seriously.
Yeah.
You know, it's either twangy country, oh, hey, we're together again, let's all drink beer and have a good time, or it's breathy singers over strings and, you know, and
I did
keyboard.
Notice a lot of breathy singers in the last year or two looking,
And it's like, could someone just rock out, please? That's really all I want. It's Christmas time. I want somebody to rock. I don't want to be told that I need to feel magical and happy and joyous because it's the holiday season.
Yeah.
I already feel those things, and you getting into my face and making noise about it, however breathy and orchestral it is bringing me down.
I do have to say that our Christmas show usually is a start. It's like a kickstart to the holidays.
Yeah.
And I hope we can still do that for the remainder of this hour and a half here and bring people into a little Christmassy mood. Let's jump into round two. So I went first in the last one. So, Derek, you get to go first for round two.
All right.
You have a theme, or you just going to randomly pick, or what are we going
to
do?
I'll go back to the 1970s. I always like to find at least one lost classic every year. And this is the band Wizard. And
Wizard.
Yeah. Molly and Pegasus, you'll have the benefit of the video on this as well because I should be sharing my screen. Can you guys see my screen?
I can see your screen.
I see it.
Good.
I was going to say, if we can't hear it, I would just go, I can look it up myself.
Yeah. It's Molly, can you see the screen?
Yep.
Good. It's a little like being in an office meeting, everyone, isn't it? It's great. Can you see me? Can you hear me?
I say Pincus is just as happy not to hear the songs.
I do this all day. So this is like the last of the lost 1970s classics is out there. We've played everything from the 80s.
Yeah.
There's only one more song I know of that we've never played. And we've never played it because it's never actually been posted anywhere.
Got to do a deep dive, that's all.
Father Guido Sarducci made 50 copies of a record called No Twisting This Christmas in 1982.
Which is good. Yeah, that's been played before. We've played that.
We've never played the whole thing.
Maybe not on the actual battle, but we've played that during Christmas shows.
We've played a piece of it.
Yeah.
The whole thing, to the best of my knowledge, has never been released anywhere. So that's like the last sort of holy grail. But this song is just a trip. It's sort of pre-glam rock, post-Parliament, like 1970s British weirdness.
All right.
And they spell Wizard.
Oh, that genre.
Yeah, they spell Wizard with two Z's. So it's like...
Before it became Anakin Skywalker's go-to cool Wizard.
It's like Blizzard.
Yeah, it's semi-glam. And
glans?
Glam.
Okay.
You know, glam rock. Mark Bolan, Sweet.
All right, let's
all
play
that good stuff.
Round two. Here we go.
I wish it could be Christmas every day.
I'm feeling that right now.
By Wizard.
Once again, the name of that one is, Derek?
That was Wizard with I Wish Every Day Could Be Christmas.
All right, here we go.
Or I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day.
I'm going to go back a little further, even though you said that was the 70s, right? I'm going to go back a little further. I'm going to go to 1961. This is a fun little one. I think you guys are really going to enjoy this. This is a little thing from Bee Bumble and the Stingers. It's called Nut Rocker. Here we go. Bottom of round two.
Thank you.
There you go. B. Bumble and the Stingers with Nut Rocker. There we go. From 1961. And it reached the UK charts at number one in 1962 at Christmas.
They're going to rock your nuts.
Yeah. It was these African-American instrumental American guys from Louisiana, and they got together, and they did jazzed-up versions of contemporary songs, and they decided to do that one for the Nutcracker that year. All right, round two. So we have B. Bumble and the Stingers versus...
Wizard.
And we started with Molly. Let's start with Pincus.
He sees you when you're sleeping.
Oh, hold on 1 second there. Sorry about that. We got some music on in the background. There we go. Can you? We got Pincus. Go ahead.
All right, I'm on mute now. That first one I had to look up myself, and that was quite strange. It's like ELO without the acid. Something. I only heard part of it, and I'm really happy that I only had to hear part of it. I like the second one. That's that Chris's. A little more catchy.
Yeah, B. Bumble and the Stingers.
Okay, that's my vote.
Alrighty.
So he's a B. Bumble guy?
B. Bumble.
All right.
Yep.
WMFO, please hold. I think it goes over to Gail next.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I can say I thought for sure I was going to go with Derek's choice on this one, the Wizards. Although it was awful to look at.
Yes.
It was fine to listen to until Chris came out and crushed it with that tune. I'm going to let Jim McDermott have the honor of talking about why it pretty much crushes the competition. So, but I'm going with Chris's choice.
All right.
The Nut Rockers or whatever.
Nut Rocker, yes.
Yeah.
So, that Nut Rocker was the WSBK TV 38 commercial for the Bruins all in the 70s
correct.
And early 80s. I heard that. And I dislike the Bruins with great intensity.
All right. This could go either way.
So, no, I'm going to go still. I like the song, the Wizard one. I actually saw that on like a YouTube video not too long ago for some reason. I don't even know. With the weird guy with the long white hair and everything.
Yeah, he looks like Edgar Winter with a ZZ Top beard.
That's exactly who I thought that was. And I didn't realize, when they said after who it was, and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like Slade with a better voice,
yeah.
Kind of
we're
people.
On the air right now, so it's gonna yeah. Okay.
But I'm gonna go Nut Rocker because I found myself like kind of tapping my toes a little.
I'd completely forgotten about that, but you're right because I'd heard that before, and I'm like, where have I heard this before? And that was the Bruins theme.
It was the Bees.
Like, yep.
Way way back.
They'd play that in all the when it was on broadcast aerial TV. They'd play that commercial all the time on TV 38.
Right,
right before the movie Loft or whatever. You
that's
were
right, with Dana Hersey.
They were red hot in the early 70s. Mm-hmm. The Bees were.
They were. Mm-hmm. They're red hot right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Molly.
I was the same as Pincus. I had to look it up on my phone, first one, but I found it. But I think because of... If I had just heard it, I probably would have gone with Derek. But since I both saw it and heard it, I'm going with Chris.
Oh, no.
It is a bit of a...
Bobby was dancing.
It is a bit of a disturbing
isn't that a great
video.
Tune? Oh, which one?
The second one.
I didn't watch
Wizard
it.
Wizard is a bit Wizard? Of a disturbing video. Yes.
No, I didn't do any video rounds this year. I just did it all in the audio.
Well, I mean, I'm just going there because it's where the music is.
Yeah.
So.
But it could be distracting. It could distract from the actual audio.
Visually aversive.
Visually aversive. Yeah. There we go. So, all right. So we are at the top of round three. I think I'll go to, I kind of like the 60s, but maybe I'll go back to, I think we should listen to Nut Rocker again. No, I'm gonna put in something. I believe it's from the 60s. Yeah, I think this was 61 too. It is Patti Page, and it is a traditional song. You guys should recognize the main player in the title of the song, who is Santa Claus. It is Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Patti Page.
The Singing Rage.
Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. And he knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice.
He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Now remember, he sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. And he knows if you've been bad or good. Right, you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town with little tin horn, little toy drum, booty doo doo, and rummy tum tum, and curly head dolls, howling coo, elephants both, and kitty cars too.
Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming to town.
It's Patty Page, and she had a little help there with Santa Claus is Coming to Town. All right, Derek, go ahead.
That's not bad. All right, give me, why is this doing what it's doing now? Okay, so...
Is that the name of the song?
No. I've got the problem with YouTube where it insists on playing ads in front of things.
Do you want me to put something up here on the big screen?
No. We're good. I just got to get it back to a point where it's going to do something. And then to solve the audio problem, I figured that out too. I'm going to need to borrow this cable. Mm-hmm. And now which one? All right. This is real professional radio. Did I mention that this is our hastily arranged Christmas special?
Mine seems to be going pretty good.
This is. Yeah, but you've only got one thing to do here. I've got like five.
I have many things to do here.
So
many, okay. Many things.
All right, here we go.
You ready?
So now I've got this stupid ad on here. All right.
Preparation is my key.
Yeah, well, it's not a question of preparation so much as it's making these things happen on the fly.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It is 5:54. This is our Christmas show. It's actually Battle for Christmas number 9, I guess, instead of 10.
It is.
We're going back one
because we missed last year and, you know, sad.
I wouldn't use the term missed, but I think you're right.
There's no headphone jack on this phone. Are you kidding me?
That's why you use this one. Preparation, preparation,
what
preparation.
What the heck kind of...
What kind of phone is that?
No, this is a Samsung device.
Oh.
The new jacks are just where you put the charger. The internet.
Yeah, but that's not...
Once again, I can pull it up on the big screen and we can play a PSA.
Go to Radio Shack, we'll wait.
I've got one of the newer ones and it's not going to... I don't think it's going
to... Let me put on a PSA while the police come out and check the building for bombs, apparently. Here comes the 30-second PSA.
I think there's a bomb threat happening.
Here we go.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
And we're back.
Okay, so I'm going to solution number 3, which is now you're going to open up.
I am now the secretary to Derek.
I know. I don't want you to be. It's like, how do I get? I'm trying to figure out how we get YouTube over to where I need it to be.
Let's do name.
So here's what I need
song.
You to do. Yeah, if you go to YouTube.
Yes, and I'm already here.
Play this stuff on YouTube. The they mm-hmm. should be able to hear it. You want to look up. Santa on the throne again.
All right. Santa on the throne again.
Yes.
On the throne again. Yes. Is that Santa on the throne again?
That would be the song.
All right. And it is by?
It's just by whatever that releasing company. That's the link right up there on
Funny
top.
Christmas song for all ages. Santa
yeah.
on the throne again.
Yeah.
All right, you want me to start it or any more intro to it? The longest intro in Christmas battle history?
I believe it speaks for itself.
All right, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
on the throne again. Here I am on this commode again. Those sweet cookies made me sick as I ever been. So I'm stuck here back on the throne again. On the throne again. Go tell Rudolph I'm disposed again. I'm running late, soon Christmas Eve is gonna end. But I can't get off this commode again. On the throne again. Never thought those chocolate chips would go right through me. It's 3 a.m. and I'm worried that they'll wake up sniffing poopy. Whiffing.
Hoo-wee!
On the throne again. There's no more paper on the roll again. Don't think this rumbling, grumbling feeling's gonna end. So here I am on this commode again. Oh, oh, oh.
Bring it on home, Santa.
On the throne again. Never thought those chocolate chips would go right through me. It's 3 a.m. and I'm worried that they'll wake up sniffing poopy. Whiffing. On the throne again. I just can't get off this commode again. Those sweet cookies made me sick as I ever been. So here I am back on the throne again. It's getting late, soon Christmas Eve will end. And I'm stuck here back on the throne again.
With a power flush at the end there.
We did not have an opportunity to put anything together for this year's show. And part of the reason I chose that was to kind of make up for that. You know, that's sort of in the same vein as the kind of things that we do around the holidays.
I disagree. Who's the next one to judge round three?
Gail starts round three.
All right, here we go.
Oh, my goodness. I thought for sure.
We had Patty Page for those of you who remember long, long ago at the top of round three. With Santa Claus is coming to town.
She was called Patty Page, the singing rage.
That's true. Yep.
And I thought for sure, because those kids were so annoying in that song. So annoying to listen to. And I thought for sure, wow, Derek's going to win this one. Nope. much as I love Willie Nelson, I do not like scatological humor, my friend.
Oh, you're so sophisticated.
I know. So, Chris for me.
All right.
All that sophistication disappears at a Patriots tailgate, for those of you who are wondering.
All right, Jim.
Definitely Patty Page. And